I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. All I wanted to be was an uncommon man. In my whole life, I was not that. Much worse than that. So I came home one day from working at a job called Ecolab where I sprayed for cockroaches. Made $1,000 a month, weighing 300 pounds. And I got home and I watched a show on Discovery Channel of guys carrying boats and logs, Navy SEAL training. And I decided to make a change in my life. And I called the recruiter up and he asked me these questions. He had to meet a certain age, like a certain height and weight limit. I was 6'1" and 300 pounds. He laughed at me. Seven other recruiters laughed at me. One recruiter finally said, "Come on in, I'm too busy to talk to you on the phone." He didn't know how much I weighed. I walked in the recruiter's office and he looked at me and he said, "You're fat and you're black." I said, "I want to be a Navy SEAL." I didn't know there'd only been 35 African American Navy SEALs at that time in over 70 years. He said, "I basically had to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months because of my age. I was getting too old." I came back 3 months later, 106 pounds lighter.
I would like to know when you're in that moment failing and you have to keep going, what do you say to yourself?
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, "There's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through." You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero. If you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them. The difficult part of the lonely chapter is that the Rocky cutscene lasts 90 seconds in the movie and lasts 5 years in reality.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. And I think the first thing you have to do, I think the first thing we have to do is we have to get ourselves to the point where we don't necessarily need a companion. It's not ideal. It's not ideal. But it's doable, and sometimes it beats the alternative. But sometimes we choose less than ideal companions because to us that beats the alternative of not having any companion. And the reason why we cannot face the concept of not having any companion is because we're not comfortable with ourselves as a companion.
There's a process to all this stuff, man. The process starts with you gotta shut off technology. Yeah, go here. So go to that dark place. I call it the dark room, where you're alone. No cell phones, no music. What I mean by that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people. We love being around people. We love talking. We love parties. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to be unhappy sometimes, man. You by yourself. Very few people want to be alone anymore. They want to be around noise and people, and they have to, you can't think. Be alone, go to that dark space. In that dark space, shut life off a little bit. Go to a dark place in your mind and figure out what the f*** you want to be.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it. Well, I think it's critical, and I do think that these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
The more time you spend alone with yourself, the more time that you will be able to understand who you are. When I mean understand who you are, I'm talking about without any outside interference, without any friends, without any peer pressure of wanting to be like someone else. The more time you spend alone, you're going to figure out, okay, what your purpose is. And I say that because of this. God will talk to you. You start seeking in those moments of not having any outside distractions. What happens is things become clear. Clarity sets in. And you're able to make decisions not based on what you saw that day or what you heard that day or what that person may have said to you. You're able to make decisions based on how you feel internally.
Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no trophy on the wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my bills. No one did, no one ran those miles, lost that weight. Look, I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man. A very competitive, ultra competitive dude that take it what you want, man. You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends, but they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends, and they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
I fought for it because no one gave it to me, because it was just me alone in the gym, me alone in the mirror, me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it, and I'm never going to let someone else take that from me.
There is no hack, man. There's no hack. We are judging ourselves against too many people. You have to judge yourself against yourself. And that's the one thing I started learning, man. This isn't a race against me and Rich Roll. This is a race against David Goggins and David Goggins alone. And once you can silence all that bullshit, all the outside interference and things that are attracting your mind to everything, you can then start to grow.
You know, if you're going to create anything of value in this life, you're going to, even if it's with other people, you're going to have to be willing to be on your own for a bit, to forage on your own, to take walks alone, and then return to people, to your tribe, so to speak, and share with them what you've learned, or maybe even just show up with whatever energy shift has occurred while you were off.
It won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. Every hardship that you encounter, if you reframe it as the story that you will someday tell to yourself of the person that you've become based on the dragons you've slain and the obstacles you've overcome, then I think that makes those obstacles a unique opportunity for self-improvement. Everything serves you. Because if something good happens, cool. If something bad happens, it'll be a story that I will someday tell. Because it assumes that you will live through it. And it assumes that you will eventually figure it out. And so, then you can't lose. As long as you don't quit. And so, if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But at the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear. And arguably, that fight is a harder fight to win than beating a dragon when you have a nuclear bomb and six nations behind you. And so it's not even like the size of the hardship, it's just also the resources and how few of them you have, and how so much of the beginning is literally burning the one thing you have, which is time. because you have no leverage. You don't have the money to pay other people to help you. You don't have the resources to go, like, get someone to, no one can learn it for you. No one can work out for you. Doesn't matter how much money you have. No one can learn skills for you. And so in the early days, like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you. And then you're like, fuck, it's me again.
That whenever I'm down, I'm like, oh, hang on, motherfucker. Oh, you know the truth. You know the truth. You know the darkness of the dungeons and the demons that fly. You know. And then from there, it's like, oh, okay. You were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. People are looking for that pat on the back. Where is it? Oh, I don't need it. Because what I've done is in the unseen work. So whenever it gets nasty, David Goggins goes, you had nobody anyway, motherfucker. Look around you. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be. And then he closes the door.
The biggest thing you have to do is shut off technology. You have to go dark. What I mean by that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people. We love being around people. We love talking. We love parties. It's okay to be alone. It's also okay to be unhappy. It's okay to be unhappy sometimes, man. So you gotta go to the truth first. Who are you? Get really accountable and say, okay, who am I? What's the truth about me? Get to that dark place in your mind. Figure out. It may take months. It may take years. Figure out your purpose. Figure out what you want to be in life. And then from there, okay, I have my purpose. It may take a long time. No one knows their purpose because it's too loud. Find your purpose. From there, all right, you got to start planning. People love the planning phase because it's very comfortable. Mm. Then from the planning phase, you got to go to execution. So the execution phase, what we all hate, is that's where the real work begins. And that's when the failure happens and the failure. But you know, that's kind of how you have to do it. Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad for people, all this, who's gonna carry the boats and look? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy. When they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real passion and purpose. And like, the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them. No one can motivate me.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing. He's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take, because it is, people struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. Rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
Time alone, again, will make you see, first of all, who God is, second of all, who you are, and the third thing, it lets you see what will fit you, what's suitable for your life, where is your sweet spot, what works for you.
But where do you go to? You wake up in the morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your missus says stay in bed. It's comfy. It's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. And I heard the pull-up record was 4,020 pull-ups. And I was talking about breaking this record. People are like, oh my God. But I'm open-minded to the fact that, okay, if I do 5 pull-ups in a minute for so many hours, I can get so many pull-ups in. How much time do I have to rest? I was breaking the math down. If you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. It takes 1 second of energy to steal everybody's. And then you have all the energy you need. That's all you need. You need to look at someone's eyes. You know how it is when you fight somebody and you broke that motherfucker. He's like, oh God, man, I don't want to go back to the next round. And you feel like, my God, I can fight all day. I can fight all day long. That's what taking souls is. But you have to have the will, the heart, the courage to go that distance when you're exactly jacked up. You have nothing left to give and give more.
So I came home one day from working at a job called Ecolab where I sprayed for cockroaches. Made $1,000 a month, weighing 300 pounds. And I got home and I watched a show on Discovery Channel of guys carrying boats and logs. Navy SEAL training. And I decided to make a change in my life. And I called the recruiter up and he asked me these questions. He had to meet a certain age, like a certain height and weight limit. I was 6'1" and 300 pounds. He laughed at me. 7 other recruiters laughed at me. One recruiter finally said, come on in, I'm too busy to talk to you on the phone. He didn't know how much I weighed. I walked in the recruiter's office and he looked at me and he said, you're fat and you're black. I said, I want to be a Navy SEAL. I didn't know there'd only been 35 African-American Navy SEALs at that time in over 70 years.
I said, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African-Americans in 70 years make it through. You know, I said to myself, what if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
You up? When are you waking up?
I'm up about 5:30. So every morning starts with a run. And that's because that's the one thing I hate to do more than anything in the world. As I get up, I start to armor plate my mind and body. Like a person's going to war, you put your body armor on. That's what I'm doing on that run. I'm waking up and I'm giving myself all this armor. So when I come out in the world, now look at that phone, I'm ready. I'm not waking up late. I'm not rushing around. I'm not disorganized because I know I'm going to get hit in the mouth. There's an art to getting hit in the mouth. That is proof, motherfucker. So whenever you think you can't,
Confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm going to knock that shit out. You got to look over here and say, I can knock that shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself. And that used to be me. And nowadays, you know, shit, for the past 20-something years, I don't need fucking purpose. And people miss out on this, man. The purpose, we're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it. Because when that time comes, because the time is going to come, when that purpose is there, you'll be ready.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more, no, we working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret.
You have no fucking idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have.
It's up to you. The ball's in your court. No more fucking around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't help you. Only you can help you. Grab your fucking balls, get a fucking notebook, and write down what the fuck you're gonna do this year. And this is it. You're not gonna have these problems. Fuck the drugs, fuck the cigarettes, fuck that dumb fuck. It all starts fucking today, all right? No more fucking excuses. This is the year of fucking soldier. It's 2015. We're going in like Marines. You understand me? 2015, we're getting back what belongs to us. And that's it. No fucking around.
You think you're the only man on this planet that's sad? Say, Dwayne, I'm going through depression. Well, welcome to the world. Welcome to the rest of us. You think I don't go through depression sometimes? You think I don't get sad sometimes? You think I don't just feel wore out and burnt plumb down to the bottom of my soul? We all do. We all do. That's what sets us apart. That's what makes us different. That's what makes us men. We're not men because we face the battle and we get immediately victory every time a battle comes up. We're men because we face the battle and we stay in the battle when we feel like we're losing and we feel like we're getting beat up. But we stay in there and we keep fighting and we plant our feet and we say, until death do I part. This is me, and I will fight this battle, regardless of what the battle is.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life, rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Just get started.
get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action. Well, at least it has the potential to be the longest time. It can actually be forever. Forever. 1 second can actually become an eternity. That's how much it can flex. You can hesitate for 1 second to get started on something. A workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do. You can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds. And then 10 seconds, and then 10 minutes. And then just like that, you drifted into the eternity zone. 1 second became an eternity because something that was gonna happen is now never gonna happen, ever. Why is that? Because you hesitated. You hesitated. So don't take that chance. Instead, take action. Take action. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest. Go take action.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. A real problem. I can understand you misunderstand me running down the street, shirt off. It's, I can get it. I get it. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you, and you don't want to fix it.
You know, it's just a matter of what's important to you. Mm-hmm. And what's important to you, for whatever reason, you know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. And so the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be.
Most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work. At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting. So a lot of people can take one more step, but they choose not to. I don't know if you can take two steps. You got to answer that question after you take the first step. But I can always take one more step. So if I choose not to, that's on me. And I got to live with that.
You got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. When you're not where you want to be and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you, or it's because the girl treated you this way, or the guy did this, like all those things, you got to take ownership of them.
Yeah.
And if you're blaming all these other external things, you're not going to make any changes. And that's going to be a problem.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're gonna see exactly why it went that way, and you're gonna be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process.
This dude goes, you were blessed with a strong mind. Like, what are you talking about? It's blessed with a strong mind. That's something that you have to develop. You develop that over years, decades of suffering and going back into the suffering.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
Because human beings need to hear this. They need to stop hearing these hacks on this and that. There's no hack, bro. There's no fucking hack. Yeah, you may this and that and saunas and all this that. Yeah, it's great. There is no life hack to grow that thing. How do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack. The hack is suck. And that's what I realized. That's what I realized. Life, that's why I wanted to come on here today. I didn't want to come on here and talk about no passion and purpose and how to get out of bed, how to an alarm clock, and all this catchphrase bullshit. Because that wasn't how I lived. That wasn't how I lived. I lived, I woke up like every human being does and goes, man, I'm f***ing people today. How the hell is this going to work out for me? And you fight that. And you fight that. You don't override it. There's no override button. It's the conversation like in your head. So how do you do that? We don't have enough of these conversations about the real conversation that every human being is having. And they have no idea how to get out of it, but they do. It's right there, man. Yeah, build your will.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
You know, something doesn't go the way you wanted it to go. You didn't get the job you wanted. You didn't get the hire. You didn't get the promotion.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-FOR Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You can go home and sit there and dwell on it. That's not getting you any progress. Or you say, okay, you know what? Let me do a quick analysis. Why didn't I get that promotion? Oh, it's because I didn't get this qualification or I hadn't jumped through this gate. Okay, cool. What do I need? Let me look into how do I get to jump through that gate so next time I will get the promotion and you start taking action. So action for me is a cure for a lot of problems that we have in life.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
Motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed. We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything.
What I found is that winning doesn't happen on show day. It happens in early mornings, painful workouts, long cardio sessions, and hungry nights. It happens in those moments of fear we all have when faced with a difficult goal, and then more so in what you make of that fear. It happens in every second of every day before you win. If you can take every opportunity you have to bring yourself closer to your goal, win every one of those opportunities, all while becoming more resilient in the process, how can you lose? That's an exciting opportunity.
A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
But don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed. Now, as an overall rule, I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done. If you are going to rest, that is one thing that you should procrastinate on. That's the one thing I want you to put off until tomorrow. And if, when tomorrow comes, you
you still feel like you need to rest or you need to take a break, then okay. Take it. But the chances are you won't. You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was just the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path. And by simply going through the motions, you overcame that path.
You have no idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have. The most frustrating thing in the world for me is when normal people judge a man like myself on what it really takes to extract greatness from nothing. It takes every bit of who you are if you choose that route. If you don't, Merry Christmas. Do what you gotta do.
Self-love is holding yourself to a higher standard than anyone else does.
I think it's believing in the 85-year-old version of you, who's exactly who you want to be, and then ruthlessly looking at the discrepancy between the pittance of a human that you are now compared to that man or that woman, and then step by step breaking down the many differences and starting on the first one and pulling the thread.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it.
Like when Kobe said, "I was chasing perfection and excellence, even though I knew I would probably never catch it. But just the fact that I was willing to chase it, I would defeat most of my opponents, because most of my opponents would never chase something that didn't have any guarantees attached to it."
Nothing great was ever achieved by people who tried to be great at all things.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
Don't let life stop you from living life. All that you feel, all that you're carrying, all that you've seen, all that you've heard, all that you've been exposed to, all of those experiences, they are all very, very real. You may not be telling people about them, but you're thinking about them. You're carrying it. You're processing. You're triggered by it. It's all still there. But do yourself a favor. Invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your most intimate places and spaces. And make the decision that you're not going to let life stop you from living life. And don't worry about how fast your homegirl got over him, or he got over her and moved on. You run your race, and you'll feel much better about it in the end. Don't tear nobody down because they want to be celibate for 2 years, and you may have been single for 2 weeks and you out partying. Don't judge nobody on either side. Everybody has their process.
You lost that fight, Rob, for all the wrong reasons. You lost your edge. All right. I know your manager dying had you all messed up inside. But the truth is, you didn't look hungry. Now, when we fought, you had that eye of the tiger, man, the edge. And now you've got to get it back. And the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. You know what I mean?
Stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun going to be up in the morning regardless. That sun is going to be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I can feel and how depressed I am, the sun is going to shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon going to be there. And you're going to look up, these days going to keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. And figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. We figure out life from this point.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you tired? Who cares? You tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He had personal problem, family problem. Nobody cares.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
I mean, every day. I mean, since, you know, 20 years. It was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Man, my vertical was a 40. It wasn't a 46 or a 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. Right? So you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness. I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast. Right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more. And but I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I can't remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game and it just never changed.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch.
That's
your
it.
Missus says stay in
That's
bed.
It.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy.
It.
You've got
it.
Work later on. You had an argument last night. You're
That's
slightly
it.
Hungover.
God, no, ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I can thrive in that shit.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place. And then you're going to have to go back in the forge again. And it's hot. And it melts you down. And you're uncomfortable. And then life is going to pull you out. And it's going to put you on the anvil. And it's going to hammer on you some more.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Yeah.
It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary is cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra.
I got to thank the man up top, G-O-D, because I'm nothing without him.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
This dude said, there's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. This stuff matters because no one's effing coming to save you.
No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one.
Hey, Theo, this is Greg from Indiana. So me and my friends went out and caught your show. Dude, you did phenomenal. I actually just wanted to call and tell you, so I was at work the other day, and I've just been kind of in this, like, rut at work. It's not a bad job, but I just really want to get out of it. So I was catching up on some of your podcasts, and you said something that, like, resonated with me. You know, you said, nothing changes if nothing changes. I thought about it. And I went home and I applied for a job I'm probably not qualified for, but I was like, I'll just take a shot. And the next day I get a call from them at the interview. It goes well. She says she's going to set me up with an in-person interview. Never even had it. They email me a few days later and I got the job. So now I'm going to be doing a job that I think I will appreciate more and enjoy more. And I'll be making double the money that I'm making now.
Gang. Bro, that's awesome, man. That's really great. Congratulations for trying something new. Yeah, it's crazy to sometimes think, like, what can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad...
I told myself I couldn't quit. I told myself this was going to happen. This is destiny. Whatever is really burning in your heart, you got to really believe in yourself. Even when nobody else won't, you got to believe in yourself and say, I'm not stopping. Yeah, I won't stop for nothing. I really wouldn't stop. And I told myself I'd die before I stopped. Yeah, that's the level.
That's the only way somebody can stop you is they got to kill you.
That I have for what we do. Everywhere we go, all the brands, all my partners, it's a part of my uniform. If I sold cattle, I would have had on a cowboy hat and said, hee-haw.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward. I came to realize that all the time I was praying to God, asking for God to do something, God was waiting on me.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes?
I came with this thing called perform without purpose. And so many people, they need to have a 5K, a 10K. I need to have a course in front of me. I need to have something in front of me for me to get my ass up and do some And that used to be me. And nowadays, you know, shit, for past 20 some years, I don't need purpose. And people miss out on this, man. The purpose, we're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Okay, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be today? Do you want to feel like a little? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got no 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life sucks. You're in the dungeon. But guess what? I'm still going to get it. Because when that time comes, because the time is going to come, when that purpose is there, you'll be ready. But most of us aren't ready because we don't know how to do without having the golden carrot in front of us.
Yeah.
And so you're all...
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
People always ask me, when they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they say, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision, turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise.
Everything I need is in my mental lab. Everything. Because I'm in constant study of myself. I know what needs to be conquered because I'm constantly going through what I don't like, what I'm not comfortable with. I know only I can fix these problems because I have to face these problems.
I can guarantee you there was probably 100 days where I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the pool or stay in my bed and not get out. But those were the days where you have to. You have to get up and do something, because I think that's really what separates the good from the great. The greats do things when they don't always want to do them.
You talk about performance without a purpose. Mm-hmm. What's that?
For instance, let's say you have no races. Let's say you have no classes, no nothing. There's no purpose in your life. You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There's no 5K. There's no, I'm going to get into school to be this or that and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's going to come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
Did the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world? And you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
We can stay here, get the kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time.
I'm sorry, but here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life, and your ass was sleep. The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
What do you do every day? Because there's days where you wake up and you have this drive, and then there's other days where you wake up and you don't know what you're going to do. What do you do to make sure you wake up every morning and keep that drive?
This is one of the best things in the world I will give you right now. I hate to give it to you because this is one of my fucking secrets. What I do, I have a lot of bad days. This ain't like some massive potion, right? Gift. I'm David Goggins, motherfucker. Let's go. Nope. I'm a human being. A lot of bad thoughts in my head. When I wake up, sometimes I feel like a little bitch. But what I do is I have a little tape recorder. And I tape record exactly how I'm feeling on that motherfucker. And then I play it back. That's a bad fucking tape recorder, dude. So I get the fuck up. The moral of the story is tape record yourself in those bad moments. Listen to yourself. Listen how weak and pathetic it sounds. That will not make you a winner or succeed at anything. You have to fight those urges to just say, I'm good today. If you tape record yourself and you play that for one of your friends, will that get them off the couch, or will that make them want to fucking sit on there longer? So everything you say to yourself has to be something that energizes you to the core of your soul.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test. Trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepare for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, It's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide, fuck clubs, fuck partying, fuck trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
You obviously don't fucking want it bad enough, because a person that you want to, I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And then you help other people become better from you being the best in the world. So if your family doesn't understand, why are you so daggone crazy? Because I'm trying to be the best I can to give you the best that I am. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
I had two options. To either be that 300-pound guy who sprayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month, and at 24 years old, knowing when I'm 50 fucking years old, I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became, or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed.
Believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. There is no fucking life hack. To grow that thing, how do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack. The hack is going to fucking suck.
You've made no progress. None. You never moved.